Sydney City News, 2nd edition 2012. This is a publication from the City of Sydney. This sound recording has been produced by Vision Australia on behalf of the City of Sydney in the interests of information accessibility. Your narrator is Mike Bishop. The recording lasts for approximately 20 minutes on one CD. For your convenience, each article can be found on a separate track. The contents are as follows. Track 2, this table of contents. Track 3, Lord Mayor's Column, planning for Sydney's future. Track 4, let's keep our city moving. Track 5, on your bikes. Track 6, spotlight on South Sydney. Track 7, work begins at Harold Park. Track 8, what's the big idea? Track 9, Sydney's biggest garage sale. Track 10, lights out. Track 11, how to contact council. Track 12, closing announcement. Lord Mayor's Column. Planning for Sydney's future. From Clover Moore. Smart 21st century cities need to ensure economic success is underpinned by broader factors of livability for residents, workers, and visitors. Good transport, pedestrian, and cycling connections are imperative. Without them, economic growth and livability are constrained and threatened by congestion. Outstanding design, parklands, and public domain are vital, and the character of surrounding areas need to provide vitality and interest. More Australians are choosing to live in cities, and this trend will continue. By 2036, an extra 100,000 people will make our city their home, and employment will grow by an extra 110,000 jobs. It's crucial that we prepare now to accommodate that future growth. Building on the urban fringe eats into our precious farmland, forces people into long commutes, and with the extra money needed for essential transport, parks, and services infrastructure, it costs far more than building in the city. Solving this problem is not a job that local government can do alone. All levels of government must work in partnership. 2 years ago, the city seconded an expert urban strategist to the federal government's major cities unit, ultimately leading to the creation of a national urban policy forum, which I've been asked to join. Working through this new forum will allow us to directly advocate for government support of large-scale urban projects, including green infrastructure, significant public spaces, and reliable integrated transport. On a more local level, our draft city plan is now in the final stages of preparation. The city inherited more than 60 local environmental plans and development control plans after years of boundary changes and amalgamations. In mid-2005, we started the process to roll them into one plan, balancing detailed technical studies with extensive local community consultation. Our underlying approach is to protect the character of existing residential and heritage areas and focus balanced and responsible development in renewal areas such as Green Square, Barangaroo, CUB, Harold Park, and the Ashmore Estate. Our draft city plan, our long-term sustainable Sydney 2030 strategy, and our ongoing consultation with city communities show the city has well thought out plans for the future and is delivering on them. Signed by Lord Mayor Clover Moore, MP. Photo caption. Lord Mayor with Emile Lofstrand, restaurant manager of Taste on Sussex Lane, Adam Hofbauer, director of Shirt Bar, and Phil Jensen, site manager of Small Bar. The city and businesses are working together to promote sustainability. End caption. Let's keep our city moving. The city is asking for feedback on a draft report, Connecting Our City, which lays out a plan to get Sydney's congested transport networks moving again. Residents, workers, and visitors already make over 1 million trips to, from, and within the city every day. Business as usual is not an option, with the city's population set to increase with 60% more residents and 31% more jobs over the next 25 years. It's impossible to keep fitting more and more cars into the centre of our city. We need to develop a system that supports all forms of transport: walking, cycling, driving, and public transport, and light rail. Providing people with more choices reduces congestion, saves money, and allows those who need to drive to do so. While the state government is responsible for public transport, we believe working together is vital to keep our city moving. For more information, please visit cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au/development/city-improvements/roads-and-streetscapes/inner-city-transformation.asp. On your bikes. Sydney's growing bike network is providing a safe and practical transport option for those who want it, helping to reduce congestion for other road users. Our strategy is based on connection and destination, getting people to and from work, university, school, the shops and parks. The city is focusing on 10 high-priority routes. So far, we have completed 25 kilometres of the regional route network, including sections of separated cycleway, bike lanes, contraflow lanes, mixed traffic and shared paths, with 30 kilometres to go. Over the next year, the city will continue work on other important routes, including Kent Street Extension. Council endorsed the design to complete the Kent Street separated cycleway south to Liverpool Street, which connects the northern suburbs with Darling Harbour and the inner west. Sydney Park Road. Footpaths on Sydney Park Road in Alexandria will be converted to shared paths. Southern Route. We plan to connect the George Street Redfern Cycleway with Waterloo and Prince Alfred Park past Central to Elizabeth Street, Wentworth Avenue, and into the city via College Street. To read more about the cycle strategy, planned routes, and the progress so far, visit cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au/cycling. Growing every day. Independent bike counts show the number of bike riders in Sydney is growing faster than most other comparable cities globally. The following figures are from the January 2012 bike counts conducted during the morning and afternoon peak periods from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Percentage increases since December 2010. City Centre, 1,518 bike riders, Kent, Napoleon Street, up 41%. City Centre, 1,993 bike riders, King Street, Kent Street, up 37%. City Centre, 2,020 bike riders, College Street, Park Street, up 48%. Pyrmont, 1,768 bike riders, Union Street Cycleway, up 21%. Surrey Hills, 952 bike riders, Bourke Street, Campbell Street, up 60%. Surrey Hills, 794 bike riders, Bourke Street, Devonshire Street, up 80%. Alexandria, 321 bike riders, Bourke Road, Bowden Street, up 42%. An LGA average, up 47%. Hitting a high note. Cool it, bell it, share it, slow it. This is the safety message bike riders and pedestrians will hear as they ride or walk on a West Side Story-inspired sound installation on Prince Alfred Park's shared path. The installation is part of the city's street share program, educating motorists, cyclists and pedestrians on road safety and respect. The program also includes on-site education, the distribution of over 90,000 safety maps, training courses, social media and advertising. Shared paths are in use throughout the world and are an important part of our bike network, providing safe and practical links. Spotlight on South Sydney. South Sydney is an eclectic mix of long-established neighbourhoods, growing urban areas and industrial estates. Here's a snapshot of work recently completed and underway. Local park renewals, including Turrawal Park, Bannerman Crescent Reserve, Beaconsfield Park, Dibb Street Reserve and Janet Bean Reserve, and the Beaconsfield Park Shade Sales. Burke Road separated cycleway, including wider footpaths, new street furniture and lighting, and new gardens. The iconic Tote Building in Zetland, providing a temporary library and service centre, and funding for the South Sydney Business Chamber to expand membership and attract new business. Sydney Park turns 21. Sydney Park has changed from a former brickworks and rubbish tip to a 44-hectare green oasis, with wetlands teeming with wildlife, more than 28,000 trees, a multi-use sporting oval, award-winning kiosk, and an all-abilities children's playground. The city has more exciting plans for the park, including fitness equipment, a new city farm, and a $10 million water harvesting project to capture, clean, and recycle up to 850 million litres of water. Green Square update. Work has started to transform buildings on the former South Sydney Hospital site. The clean-up of the site in Joynton Avenue, Zetland, began a few weeks ago with the safe removal of asbestos, lead-based paint and light fittings. The next step is the restoration of four heritage buildings for affordable housing, green infrastructure and community facilities, including a hall, theatre, artists' studios and workshops. Sports and Youth Services. The $2.4 million refurbishment of Waterloo Oval Youth Facility is nearly complete, providing much-needed youth services, including recreation, education and counselling. The new building will be energy and water efficient, having improved natural light and ventilation, a new courtyard and an accessible green roof. A tender for the renewal of Perry Park is expected later this month. The upgrade includes new landscaping and lighting, a children's play area, a multi-use sports field, and indoor sports facilities. Alexandria Park. The city's $420,000 stormwater collection project at Alexandria Park and Oval will save 5 million litres of drinking water a year and reduce rubbish flowing into Botany Bay. The cleansed stormwater will provide 80% of the park and Oval's water requirements, equivalent to two Olympic pools and enough to supply 30 households for a year. Ashmore Estate. It's predicted at least another 1 million people will be living in Sydney by 2026, just 14 years away. To protect existing villages, the city is working to redevelop industrial or commercial sites like Green Square, Harold Park, Ashmore Estate, the CUB site and Barangaroo. Urban consolidation is a solution to population growth that is environmentally, economically and socially sustainable. The city strongly opposes the New South Wales government's developer-led plan for 19-storey buildings on Ashmore Estate. We've been consulting the community over a long time on a new draft development control plan, DCP, for Ashmore Estate, which is serviced by public transport and close to Sydney Park. Our DCP, based on expert research and community feedback, outlines how 3,200 homes can be accommodated sustainably and details plans for new streets, bike lanes, a small supermarket, and an extra 15,000 square metres of open space. It's a balance between protecting the existing area and providing for future growth. The city will also continue lobbying the New South Wales government for improved transport options in the area. All submissions to the DCP are currently being reviewed. Work begins at Harold Park. Demolition work is underway at the Harold Park site in Forest Lodge. The redevelopment of this site will create 1,250 new homes and more than 500 new jobs. With an extra 1 million people predicted to be living in Sydney by 2026, all levels of government are looking at how best to support that growth while protecting existing areas. The city believes urban consolidation can work, and work well, so long as it is supported by clean, efficient transport, a wide range of community facilities, and more and improved open space. Under the planning agreement for Harold Park, the developer is dedicating more than one-third of formerly private land to the public, with new parks and open spaces being created. Almost 2 kilometres of paths for walking and bike riding will connect the site to local shops, schools and parks, and the site is well serviced by light rail. The start of work follows years of extensive consultation by the city with local residents, businesses and developers to balance differing needs and interests. New building heights will be capped at the same levels as nearby clifftop terrace houses in Glebe. Following community concerns, the city also capped the amount of retail so nearby community villages are not adversely affected. As detailed development applications are submitted, the community will once again have the opportunity to provide feedback. What's the big idea? We want you to tell us your ideas for the future of your village and help us make your neighbourhood more sustainable, both economically and environmentally, as well as interesting and fun. Visit 2030inyourvillage.com.au to find out about your local workshop. That's 2030inyourvillage.com.au. You can also give us feedback via the website. Sydney's biggest garage sale. Have a few things you'd like to sell? Looking for an obscure record or book? Join in the fun of the National Garage Sale Trail. Even if you don't have a garage, you can host a sale with friends and neighbours on the 5th of May. Buying something second-hand instead of a new product saves you money and reduces the amount of rubbish going to landfill. Visit garagesaletrail.com.au to register. Lights out. Each year, millions of people around the world switch off their lights from 8:30 p.m. on the 31st of March. Earth Hour, sponsored by the city, isn't just about saving an hour's electricity. It's about uniting people to protect the planet every day. This year, why not throw a local Earth Hour unplugged event? Find out more and register your plans at wwf.org.au/Earth Hour. How to contact Council. City of Sydney, Town Hall House, 456 Kent Street, Sydney. Post, GPO Box 1591, Sydney, New South Wales, 2001. Telephone 02-9265-9333. Email council@cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. Web cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. Your councillors are Clover Moore, Independent, John McInerney, Independent, Marcel Hoff, Independent, Philip Black, Independent, Di Tornay, Independent, Robert Koch, Independent, Chris Harris, Green, Irene Doughtney, Green, Shane Mallard, Liberal, Meredith Bergman, ALP. To subscribe to Sydney City News Online, cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au/subscribe. To keep up to date with all Sydney events, sign up to our What's On newsletter at whatson.cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. Should you require this information in an alternative format, please contact City of Sydney 9265 9333. Council@cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au. Translating and Interpreting Service, TIS, 131450. You have been listening to Sydney City News, 2nd edition 2012, a publication from the City of Sydney. This production has been made possible by the City of Sydney in the interests of information accessibility. The recording was produced by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia. Website www.visionaustralia.org. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. Your narrator was Mike Bishop. This concludes the recording.